Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Okay, Kim. Hello, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Welcome. Nice to have you with us here on CUTV News Radio today. Pleasure to be back with you. I was just chatting briefly with our guest today, who is pretty fascinating. We're going to be talking about a subject that if you don't know anything about it, you're going to be amazed by what you hear. It's called the emotion code and also the body code. It is a holistic healing method that a lot of people who have been suffering from all kinds of problems for a long, long time are finding for relief from people who practice the emotion code and the body code. And we're going to be talking to someone who does just exactly that. And by the way, she's based in Vancouver in Canada. So if you're listening in Canada, you could be very close to where she is and you could see her in person. But if you happen to be here in the United States, if you're in Miami or you're in, wherever, Los Angeles, New York, I'm sure you can work with her on the telephone. She'll be able to try and help you out. Her name is Kim DeBoer, and let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to talk about. It's really no secret the popularity of energy medicine has kind of exploded in the last decade or so. A lot of people have sensed that conventional medicine has stopped asking certain questions, and energy medicine is more interactive and experiential. It engages you as a whole person to explore your emotions as well as your body. Now, our guest, Kim DeBoer, is the founder of a practice called The Healing Pendulum. It's an energy healing practice dedicated to helping people and animals alike heal holistically. Kim is a certified practitioner of Dr. Bradley Nelson's Emotion Code and Body Code, which kind of uncover the underlying root causes of symptoms that clients are suffering from, emotionally, mentally, physically, or spiritually, to alleviate these issues. As Kim puts it, when you feel any kind of pain or discomfort in your body, there is an imbalance in your body that is causing that symptom. And releasing the negative energy allows clients to experience more happiness and have more energy in their lives without pain, without depression, without stress, and without anxiety. They're free to live up to their true potential. And without your health, life becomes very, very limited. The emotion code and the body code can help you make great strides toward living a healthy and a happy life. Kim's expertise is working with people who have nagging, unresolved health issues that have simply not been identified. She says there are people who've tried many healing modalities with various doctors of all kinds without getting sufficient results. And many clients come to her with aches and pains. They come to her with depression. They have anxiety. Or they're suffering from stress and other unresolved emotional issues. She says the body code identifies the underlying cause of the issue, and then she's able to help get rid of it, which causes relief, and a lot of times it happens immediately. So I want to explore this with Kim and find out how she helps people as well as animals. You're going to find this fascinating as well. So let's bring her on now from her headquarters in Vancouver in Canada on the West Coast, where it's 3 hours earlier than it is for us here on the East Coast. So I'm going to say good morning to Kim DeBoer. Kim, good morning. How are you? Nice to have you with us today.
Good morning, Doug. It's great to be here. I'm very
good.
Excited.
Talk to me. I'm glad to hear you there. Okay. Let me ask you, number one, before you got into this, explain to me a little bit about how emotions of things like anger and sadness get trapped in the body, which is what causes blockages and results in the inability to relieve someone of depression or pain, whatever it might be, shoulder pain, back pain, who knows. How come emotions can be responsible for those kind of issues? Explain that to me, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. What happens is we go through different events and different traumas in our life, and these negative emotions, whether it's anger or anxiety or depression, they get trapped in our body, and they actually go into like your cellular intelligence. And so, they get trapped in there, and then these emotions, they have a connection to our organs. So if it's anger, it's liver. If it's anxiety, it's stomach. And these organs also have a muscle connection. So, for instance, if you have imbalance in your gallbladder, you're going to have pain behind your right knee. So everything is connected in the body. And so in order to release the pain in your right knee, you need to release the emotion that is associated with the gallbladder. So it's very interesting how everything is connected.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's amazing, to say the least. All right, let's step back a little bit because your story is pretty amazing in itself. Let's talk a little bit about how you got into doing this, because you certainly didn't start out to do this years ago. In fact, I doubt you had any clue you were going to be doing this at this point in your life. Is that right?
That is correct. I was earning six figures in a corporate job, but always interested in health, because I did have my own health issues from when I was 8 years old. And so, always looking for something that would help me wake up one morning, even just one morning, without pain. And so this modality came to me, and I checked it out. And also at that time, I had a cat who had adopted me. And so he had some issues. He had some physical issues, and he also had some emotional issues. And I just thought, if this modality works on animals, I'm going to give it a try. So I worked with him and actually canceled the vet appointment after working on him. And then I started working on myself, and it just made a huge difference in my life.
Let me ask you off the top of the head, what was wrong with your cat? How did you know your cat was having, problems that might be helped by using the emotion code or the body code?
Well, he had a right hip issue where he had trouble going up and down stairs, and he was limping around. And so I did some work on the body code, and I found that he was an outdoor cat previously, and he fought a lot. And his two top canine teeth had been broken off at the bottom. And the muscle connection from those teeth were the back right hip. So when I released the trauma from the breaking of his teeth, his right hip, just the pain went away. And I canceled the vet appointment. So it was amazing. It was like, wow.
Well, let's find out how you learned about and utilized the emotion code yourself. I know you had problems starting when you were young. Explain a little bit about what you were suffering from.
I had an injury to my tailbone when I was 8 years old. I had fallen out of a tree onto a root, pushed my tailbone in and up, buckled my spine, and, of course, went to the doctor for 2 years. With really severe pain in my knees. And as a kid, I couldn't, do the things that kids do. I couldn't ride a bike. I had trouble also going up and down stairs. And the doctors, of course, said, well, there's nothing wrong with your knees. So I went to a massage therapist, thankfully, and she felt my knees. She says, it's your tailbone. And I had a pad of calcium 2 inches thick on my tailbone. So, that changed my life. I don't know where I'd be today without having that released. And
what did she do about that pad of calcium on your tailbone?
She was a massage therapist. Yeah, she just really, for 2 years I went to her and she just rubbed it all out, which was very painful. But I still had pain. I still had some imbalances in my body, of course, from the trauma of the accident. That is coming out now, actually, in the body code. I'm discovering, I've got a trauma at 8 years old, several of them, actually, that are coming out. So physical and psychic and emotional traumas from that time that I'm discovering now and releasing. And therefore, the pain is going away, like it's gone away. I jump out of bed in the morning and I exercise every morning and I'm out of pain. So it's just amazing and how easy it can be. Like you don't have
for the
to
benefit of
pain.
those those of us who are listening, you don't know, give me your situation. I mean, what age category are you? Are you a young woman? Are you an older woman? Middle age? What are you? Where are you?
I'm in my 50s, late 50s.
Okay, that's good. Well, a lot of people in their 50s are suffering from body aches and pains and arthritis and things like that, and it gets worse the older you get. Tell me about how you learned about the emotion code, and how did you become an emotion code practitioner, certified to do this?
Yeah, so I actually it was a webinar with Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's the founder of the Emotion Code and the Body Code, and he is a holistic chiropractor. And he developed this system, and I was sent a webinar, and I thought, okay, I'll watch it and just see what it's about. And it just immediately clicked with me. And, of course, so I bought the program from him. I worked with it a little bit, and I just went, I have to do this. Like, I have to do this. So I got my certification in the emotion code. So I worked on a lot of people. It took me 6 months to get that, and worked on a lot of people. And then I went into the body code, which goes much deeper than the emotion code. It doesn't deal just with emotions. You know, it deals with misalignments and toxicity and pathogens and energies and nutrition and lifestyle. So it's all those categories. And so I just continued on, and I just knew that this was my life purpose. It was my passion. You know, as a child, I wanted to either be a vet or a nurse. So this way I can do both. I can help both animals and people. Yeah.
So you left your job in the corporate arena and decided to go into open a practice in this, right?
I did. I jumped ship. I just went,
Have you ever looked back?
I have to do this. No.
Have you ever looked back?
No, I haven't. I have no regrets about doing that. I'm just, you know, the lives that are being changed from this work. I'm a conduit, right, to do this work. It's amazing. It's amazing the difference it can make in people's lives.
Well, let's talk about how you help people. Number one, I said at the outset, I assume you can work with people on the telephone. Was that right or wrong?
That's correct. So
good.
I work with either in person or on the phone or on Skype. And also you can do this work over email as well, which I do a little bit of.
That's pretty amazing.
So you just
I want to point out. I want to mention, let me get in your website here, because you have a great website with a lot of information, and anybody who's listening who might want to know more about this or want to get in touch with you. I love this, because you go on your website, and as you point out, happiness is just one call away. And you give your phone number there and how to get in touch with you. All right, here's your website. It's thehealingpendulum.com. It's that simple, thehealingpendulum.com, and that'll put you in contact with Kim DeBoer in Vancouver. It'll tell you a lot about what she does, the various kinds of services she offers, and you know, how you get in touch with her to get help with the body code, the emotion code, or the body code, either one. So with that out of the way, let me ask you about how you work with a client. It's interesting to know you can do this by email or you can do it on the phone. Obviously, you do it in person as well. Is that right for those in the Vancouver area?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, that is
Does
correct.
It make any difference, really, the outcome, do you think, whether you're working with them physically and you're right there in front of them, or you're using Skype or email or the phone?
The results are the same. It depends on what people prefer. A lot of people really want to do the one-on-one, face-to-face. It makes them feel more comfortable. But it works the same. You get the same results. It's all about quantum physics, and everything is energy. So I can connect with, has to be, have the permission of the person, before I can connect to their subconscious. And then I can work with them from anywhere.
Well, obviously, if they've called you and they want your help, you have their permission. That's an interesting term. You have to have their permission to connect with them. Do you mean connect with their subconscious mind? That's what you need permission for? Now, that's interesting.
Yes.
How do you do that? How does one do that?
You just ask. quite simple.
I mean, how do you?
I just ask.
You can ask for permission. That's fine. But how do you connect with the subconscious mind? That sounds. I don't know how to do that.
It is part of the training, of course. It's as simple as just asking. So I just go, can I be proxy for this person, whoever that person is? And the pendulum gives me the answer, yes and no answer. And the pendulum is an extension of muscle testing, so kinesiology. So I don't know if, people are familiar with muscle testing, but it gives you all the answers from your subconscious mind. It's connected to your subconscious.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I was going to say you've written that the subconscious mind is the Google of the body. It knows everything that's going on inside your body, and it also knows how to fix it. And then you go on to explain that with the emotion code and the body code, you tap into the subconscious mind and ask it questions to determine the cause of whatever the symptom is. So that really is what you're saying. If you get permission to tap into someone's subconscious mind, which may seem strange to a lot of people listening to this, I don't understand it either, but if I give you permission, all of a sudden that means you can get inside my mind and explore to find out what's causing, a back pain that I might have, or a knee pain that I've been suffering from for many years, or some other kind of ailment, or even depression. That's amazing. So talk to me a little
bit
about
amazing.
How you've been able to help some people. And what brings people, what does bring people to you? What do you find are the main issues that bring clients to calling you or knocking on your door?
A lot of it is depression and anxiety. That's a huge part of why people, give me a call. Pain, when they have that nagging pain, like they know there's something wrong with their body, they've gone to the doctor. The doctor can't find out what it is. They do all these tests, and there's just something that they're not catching. I love working with people who have those problems, and because I can find out what it is, because your subconscious knows what it is. I ask, what is the underlying cause of, say, your back pain? And there's going to be probably 6 to 8 different underlying causes. It's not going to be just one. So you need to release all of those before the back pain will go away.
Okay.
So that's why sometimes it makes it very difficult for the traditional medical doctors to find out what the cause is.
Now, you're not treating people with medication and drugs and things of that nature, right? That's not involved in this.
No. No. Some supplementation, because it'll come up that your body is deficient in a certain vitamin, or you need to eat a certain food or not eat certain foods because they're causing inflammation in your body. So it just goes into all of those categories, like the toxicity and the pathogens. So viral infections, bacterial infections, parasitic infections, which a lot of people have and they don't know it. And it is causing their issues like eczema, psoriasis, like their rashes or skin issues that they have, they've had for years, and they don't know how to get rid of it. And so we find out how and what you need to do nutritionally, and it goes away. Like it's amazing.
That is amazing. That's totally different than applying all kinds of creams and medicines that you buy over the counter to try and cure a skin issue. You say it can be emotionally caused and cured by emotion, by getting rid of these emotions in your body.
Yes, absolutely.
I think a lot of people don't even know they have these emotional blockages going on in their body. Would I be right about that? They don't understand it.
You are totally correct. Yep. They don't understand. And, when you consider that we, in a day, there's 50 to 70,000 different thoughts go through our brain.
Okay.
And you can be sure that there's going to be a few of them that are going to be negative and that they're going to get trapped in the body, those emotions, because every thought has an emotional attachment, like it's got emotions that are attached to it. So every day you can have trapped emotions. and they affect our lives. They affect our beings on a cellular level.
And these are often emotions that go way back to things that happened even in childhood. Am I right about that?
You can go back into inherited.
Really?
So a lot of these emotions and psychic traumas and just trapped emotions that you have are from your ancestors. And they can go back like 100 generations. And at conception, it just keeps getting passed down to us. So I always say it's not our stuff, but we've inherited it. So, and it causes a lot of problems in our lives.
It would seem logical then that almost everybody walking around that could have some kind of problems that are being caused by emotions that they have trapped in their body that they have no idea that are there. And
yes,
someone like you is able to get these emotions removed. I guess that's the term to use. Would that be right?
Yes, that is correct. Yes. Yes, to
amazing.
All of that.
So
it's
somebody
like,
literally
yeah,
can come on suffering from a back pain or some issue and walk out with the pain being gone? That does happen sometimes, doesn't it?
It does, and quite often. Quite often. And sometimes it takes 1 to 3 days for the processing to occur,
mm-hmm.
and then the pain will go away. But very often it at least dissipates within the first session.
And is it lasting? That's the key.
Now, it does last, but sometimes, you know, you'd have to, you really should have at least 3 sessions to get to all of the issues. And it does, if it goes away and then it comes back, then there's something else that needs to be released. So we just keep working our way through and really get to the root cause. We call it peeling the onion.
So you have
to
go
really
on a search
get to the root.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you work with a client, typically, I mean, I assume some people come in and see you one time and they think that's going to be it. But in general, how often or how long do you work with a client on these various issues? Does this go on for a matter of months sometimes or much less?
Sometimes it does. There's other different areas that I work in. It is part of the emotion code and the body code. There's a heart wall, which we, originally builds up of its negative emotions that are, there's a wall that's formed around our heart from different events and situations that have happened in our life. And it's originally to protect our heart from actually being broken. So that's one thing that 93% of people have. And it stops relationships from developing as they should. It causes depression, that kind of stuff. So it depends what comes up on the first session. If that comes up, then that is a 3-session. You need 3 sessions to release that heart wall. So it just really depends on your body and what comes up. I have an abundance program as well. So if you're having trouble in abundance, it's from core and limiting beliefs that you've had sometimes inherited and quite often just pre-programming from our childhood. And so, you need to be in 100% abundant mode. And then I've got a relationship program. So, and that is, whether it's relationships with your family or wanting to find the one. So there's, things, core beliefs and limiting beliefs that can be released in that as well. So those are some of the programs. They're, 3 sessions for the heart wall, 3 sessions for the abundance program, and about 4 for the relationship program. So it just kind of depends. Your body tells me.
You begin with a health assessment, an overall health assessment of the client that comes to you, right?
I do. Yeah, the first session, I do a health assessment and then an hour body code session. And the health assessment determines where your immune system is at now, how it's functioning, your brain messages to your organs and glands, your heart messages to your tissues, any pathogens in your body. And I do literally ask all your organs and glands whether they're happy or not, which is interesting. And if they're not happy, then I find...
How do your organs answer you?
Okay. It's interesting. And the pendulum says yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Gives me those
tell
answers.
Me about the pendulum. You named your practice the healing pendulum. What's the role of the pendulum?
The pendulum is an extension of muscle testing. So the program is designed for muscle testing, but I found that I wasn't confident, like 100% confident on the answers that I was getting. So I was introduced to a pendulum, and it was at one of Dr. Brad's retreats that I went to, and there was a lady from Hungary, and she used a pendulum, and it's an extension of the muscle testing. And I picked it up, and I started to work with it, and it was just instantly, I'm very confident on the answers that I get are true. And it gives me a huge indication, yes and no answers that is visible for my clients as well. And I'm 100% confident in the answers that I'm getting. So I decided to call my company the Healing Pendulum.
Okay.
That's what it does.
We're slowly running out of time, or rapidly running out of time. I want to get back into the animals that you work with and how successful this can be with animals. And when we talk about animals, you talked about your cat, but what other animals does this work on, the emotion code and the body code?
Well, it works on all animals. I haven't worked with horses yet. I am going into that avenue, that pathway to work with horses. I work with a lot of rescue puppies, rescue dogs that have emotional issues as well as physical. And I just worked with a puppy the other day. I did 3 sessions with her. She was only 3 months old, and she was she was biting, she was chasing cars, she was like drawing blood, biting her master. And I did 3 sessions with her, and she's no longer biting. She's not chasing cars. She's happy and healthy, and it was amazing. And I actually did that one over email.
Wow.
So
that's really amazing.
So
it's obviously animals can have emotional problems as well. We just don't realize it, right?
They, you know what? Animals have the same emotions as we do, and we don't realize it. They have the physical traumas. They have the psychic traumas. They've all their organs, can be unhappy, same as ours, yeah. or happy. Exactly the same. They get the same diseases as we do, the same illnesses. So, they're closer than we think. To the human body.
This is a whole fascinating subject to talk about. Kim, unfortunately, we've just about run out of time. I'm amazed by what I have heard, but I know there is something really to this and that it works. So I thank you for being with us to tell us about it. Our guest has been Kim DeBoer. It's DeBoer, capital BOER. Kim's based in Vancouver. I know it's in Canada. But she can help you if you're in, anywhere here in the States, because she works by phone, she works on Skype, and if you're in the Vancouver area, obviously, you can go see her and work with her in person. Her practice, again, is called the Healing Pendulum, and she has a remarkable website with a lot of valid information. I encourage you to refer to the website, thehealingpendulum.com, and in that way you can learn how to get in touch with Kim and find out if maybe you've got some hidden problems, some hidden emotional problems that have been causing you issues for a long time. Kim, thank you for being with us. It's been great having you as a guest. Okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I've been waiting for an announcer to come on, and he's not going to be here today. So he's got the day off, I guess. That's it for today's session of Close-Up Talk Radio, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it, and we hope you'll join us again very soon. We have some fascinating subjects and guests on these shows. So we'll see you next time. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Until the next time, have a great day, everybody. Bye for now. Enjoy yourself and be careful. Bye.